Hello, hello. Welcome back to Oh That Couple, starring myself, Sandra,
and Eric. Sit back, relax, and let's get right into it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of
Oh That Couple.
Today, we're going to talk all about recovery. Now, this is a juicy podcast because Eric is all about recovery. When he comes home from work, when he goes to sleep, when we wake up, that's all we talk about, and it might drive me nuts.
Recovery.
But I'm glad that he gets to talk to you guys today, and sadly, I have to sit here and listen. I'm kidding.
Ouch.
But honestly, Eric is very qualified in recovery somehow. Don't ask me how, but he knows all about recovery, and I guess I know a little bit because that's, like, we talk about that 80% of our day.
Right.
So let's get right into it, Eric. What's the first point?
So, the first point being, what is the importance of recovery? Why is recovery even a thing? More specifically, again, we're just going to be talking about fitness.
Yeah.
So, there's a saying that I like to go about where it's, your progress is only as good as your recovery.
Ooh,
meaning
spicy.
That if you're not seeing the right progress, that pretty much means that your recovery is pretty, excuse my language, shite. So when we take it into, like, the fitness perspective, after, I'm really big on making sure that you recover properly after the workout.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been doing with my athletes was just starting off with 3 days, maybe even 2 days for training.
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to space it out because here's the thing too, right? You see a lot of these, like, let's just say new beginner, like, lifters,
mm-hmm.
and they start. Okay, let's use me for example. When I first started going to the gym, I went every single day, and I went for at least 3 hours. Why did I do that? I watched the movie Pumping Iron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he said that he was in the gym 3 to 5 hours every single day. And so to me, I'm like, oh, that must be the way to actually make progress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the yin and yang of it, you know? I learned a lot of the exercises because I was there for 3 hours every single day. So
yeah.
I got to really, really understand every single machine.
And work on your form.
Yeah. But here's the bad thing. Every single day, or like the day after, I would wake up sore as hell.
Yeah.
Because just 3 hours of just working out, let's just say chest, when like you already maximized all the blood in there. I don't know how I did it. Well, anyways.
You were maxed out.
Exactly. But recovery is very important because, let's just, like, if you wake up the next morning and then you're feeling sore, that typically means that you're not going to go as hard as you did the other day with your training.
Yeah, you won't be able to, honestly.
And so that entire session, whether it be an hour, 30 minutes, or even 20 minutes, has just went down the drain because the quality of it wasn't good. And we can use this example even with sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talk about, all right, well, 8 hours of sleep is good. But
mm-hmm.
what's more important than that is making sure that the quality of sleep is important.
Yeah.
Or the quality of sleep is there, right? Because if you're waking up 3, 4, 5 times during the entire during the night, those 8 hours just went down the drain.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to go and just constantly do that.
Exactly. So you can see the importance of recovery is literally in order to do better. Because what's the point of going and doing the workout the next day if you're completely sore? Like Eric said, you're wasting your time. And then the following day, you're still sore because you worked out again. And you're even more tired. So at that point, you're just like ripping all these muscles. And you're
exactly.
not letting them come back together and form.
Mm.
So into the next point is the methods of recovery, which Eric kind of mentioned, would be sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is so, so important because it lets everything as you're sleeping and lets your body work on everything in a calm state. And it's very important to have good sleep. And something that I've always kind of made like a golden rule is have like 7 to 9 hours of sleep,
right,
in order for your body to be able to fix everything you've put it through, all
yeah.
the mental stress, all the physical stress, all the emotional stress.
Right.
That's one method of recovery.
Well,
are some others?
The other method that I think is just as like key as sleeping would be nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, you have all of these gadgets and whatnot that you know, they make those statements that recovery, it recovers the muscle from mm-hmm. soreness and whatnot. Yes, all of these tools, all of these fancy tools may have a place in recovery, mm-hmm. but it shouldn't be your go-to.
Yeah.
And to keep it really simple, the main two methods that we would suggest that would be optimal for recovery would be nutrition and sleep.
Yeah, and, I'm sorry, a recovery day, a full recovery day to recover.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, essentially just making sure that you have an entire day. And like, this is how we train too. You know, if we wake up the next day and we have a training session, but we know that we're sore, sometimes it's not beneficial to go back to that gym and then just bang out a session just because, yeah. oh, if I miss this day, then I won't be able to, I won't be accountable and whatnot. Like, at that point, it's not really about that.
Mm-hmm. But there's a certain way of doing this and going about this. So like a way like I do it is I'll do legs one day and then I'll go to the gym and I'll do upper body. And right, that kind of like lets my lower body take a rest. But at the same time, there are some workouts that upper body, it requires to use your lower body. So then sometimes that clashes and that doesn't really help. So you're going to be sore for longer and recover way slower. And potentially even damage yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, that's actually a really good tip for anyone that's beginning to do any kind of lifting is mm-hmm. that make sure that, like, again, keep it super simple when you're planning out your exercises and make sure none of them clash together.
Yeah.
Right? So, again, I'm not really here to bash any training split because I think all of them are very good when it's used properly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to use the example of bodybuilding splits,
mm-hmm.
or more specific, like your bro splits, because kind of like what you're mentioning, there might be certain days where you might have to use that said body part,
mm-hmm.
right? So example, if you're doing chest day,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day it's going to be arm day, you know, when you're working out chest, you're also working out your triceps as well.
Exactly.
So typically your body's not going to be at its optimal state to be working out. Exactly. And essentially that's just like, again, having that bro split and like, just to be clear, like for a lot of beginner to like intermediate and sometimes even advanced lifters,
mm-hmm.
the bodybuilding or even bro split is not optimal for all of you guys,
mm-hmm.
right? I would only suggest that if someone really wants to go into like competition or right. like physique kind of like training. You know, where you have to work out a specific body part and make sure it grows. But again, that's something that only like advanced lifters would be able to kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I would kind of, again, I'm kind of going off tangent, but it kind of goes full circle. What the type of training that I like to do is more of like an athlete's type of workout, which is I work out 3 days a week. But now we're starting to actually bring it up to 6 days a week. And I would consider myself more as like a recreational athlete. So I don't really have a specific sport, but I would like to train like an athlete, meaning I don't want to wake up and then not be able to squat, or I want to be able to just, I don't know, or sprint 100 meters if like I want to be able to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Most people starting off or like even like halfway in their fitness journey that are doing their bro splits wouldn't even be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead and start like doing 30 jump squats.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't be able to. They would have to warm up or whatever, and it would take them some time. I want to be able to do it. Yeah. And again, recovery comes into play with it.
Yeah. But just remember, guys, everybody's goals are different. So Eric's goals for fitness don't even compare to my goals.
No.
I only like to work out 4 to 5 times a week. And like I said, I shift between upper body, lower body, upper body, lower body.
Yeah.
And I try not to do upper body, where it's like one day I'll do back and then the next I'll do chest because I'll feel it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work for me. So I'll completely do lower body exercises. Then the next day I'll completely do upper body exercises. But for my body and myself, in order to feel good the next following week, I need to take off Saturdays and Sundays, non-negotiable. Yeah. I need to rest. There was a point in time where I also worked out Saturdays, but Sunday was not enough for me to recover from all those 6 days of working out.
Yeah.
Now, the type of workouts Eric does, he doesn't need as much rest as I do. So therefore, maybe that's why Eric would suggest that he only rests one day and then works out 6 days out of the week.
What are you trying to say? I'm not working as hard as you?
But I just wanted to explain, and I hope you guys understand that everybody's different. So your recovery can even change based on the type of, fitness you're involved into.
Right.
What kind of athlete you even are.
But again, too, right? Like, to kind of, like, the reason why I'm able to go back into training after one day's rest is mainly because of how I condition myself. So the reason why I do, like, recreational athletic training is so that I'm able to recover quickly. And again, right? Like, this comes full circle. If your recovery is good and then your progress increases, then your recovery increases.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You're able to adapt. Your body always wants to adapt. That's how you grow.
Exactly.
If you, like, in terms of muscles and stuff, you lift 135 pounds in bench press, your body's going to be like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah. So those are, like, some examples, right? But another really, really important method of recovery is protein intake.
Yes.
Very important. And now I know a lot of people don't like relying on protein powders. Do as you will. But Eric and I, like we've mentioned on our previous podcast, is we lack in nutrition.
Yeah.
So we need our protein shakes.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But we try to make them, like, maybe into a snack or even a meal sometimes. If you make, like, protein oats, for example, that could be a meal. If you make it into a protein smoothie, that could be your snack.
Mm.
You personally, we don't really, like drinking protein by itself anymore. We've gotten into a habit of drinking, like, protein smoothies.
Yeah.
But it's so important for recovery and keeping your protein intake high, because that's what your muscles need as soon as you're done working out.
Well,
and a lot of people even preach, like, right after you're done working out, drink your protein. I don't know if that's a myth or not.
Well, typically they say you have a 3-hour window. Well,
there,
like, there's so many things, but, like, again, it's been proven that you have, like, in terms of, like, making sure that the protein is, like, saturated in your muscles, you have a 3-hour window. But if you look at the chemical compound of protein, it's meant to recover.
Yeah.
And so, like, to kind of go back on, like, nutrition, just, like, again, a little side tangent was, like, when I do, like, my nutrition planning and whatnot, I don't even focus on fats and carbs.
Mm-hmm.
I only focus on protein.
Yeah.
Because protein is the most important macro out there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, well, using, like, specifically talking about fitness people.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're doing a lot of fitness, we're doing a lot of working out, so protein needs to be kind of, like, top tier.
Exactly. So this takes us into our last point, which is, Eric, when do you recover?
Whenever the heck you can. No, but that's, like, that's as simple as I could pretty much say it, you know? Like, if you work out and then the next morning, kind of what I said, you're sore, but you need to go hit that gym, don't hit the gym. If you know that, oh man, maybe my session's not going to be as good. Better to just take that rest. Then the next day you go ham, you know?
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you are 100% every single session so you can give 100%.
Yes. So those are some good ways. Personally, in my opinion, when to recover, of course, I'm going to mention when you're going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep, you're recovering.
Yeah.
Give yourself 7 to 9 hours. Thank your body for everything it's been through and give it that time to recover, the time that it deserves.
Right, yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll hit, like, a really intense workout, but because I've slept 8-9 hours, the next day I'm fresh. I'm at 100% and I can go and work out again. We've got it into a routine where our bodies know, hey, after we work out, we drink our protein, we keep our protein intake high.
Mm.
We have, like, mental breaks during the day, little breaks during the day as well. We also take some rest time before going to bed. And then, of course, we take a lot of sleep in at night. So then we're ready to smash the next day's workout.
Of course. And those of you that are a little bit more interested in, like, how we go about sleep, we do have a podcast episode that is specifically dedicated for sleep.
Yeah, so go and take a listen. It was, like, a really, really
It was one of our first few episodes that we posted.
Yeah.
And it still holds a lot of value, and it's still some of the things that we implement into our routine as well, still to this day.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, take a listen. Let us know what you think about the old podcast, about this podcast. But these are some of the things that we like to talk about when it comes to recovery. And I hope that it has, you know, you've learned something new. It has sparked something in you. And maybe now you're realizing, man, I do need to recover more because I'm damaging my body.
Yeah. And I know it's not what a lot of people in the fitness world want to hear, because they're so used to going to the gym 6 times a week.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, maybe the reason why you're not seeing any progress is because you're not recovering properly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's worth a try.
Okay. And that's all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you on our next podcast. Bye.
Peace.